Hello family and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is acceptable worship and the Bible references from Hebrews 12 verse 28. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. I'll say that the opening verse tells us to offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. What does acceptable worship mean? It's worship that's according to the word, that's the worship God accepts. That you felt good during worship doesn't mean it's acceptable worship. Many songs that many have snuck through the years and have called worship were not worship at all. For example, that also made a song out of words the psalmist wrote in Psalm 100 verse 4. In time to his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. King David may have composed it, but today we do not enter into the presence of God. The day you were born again, you were born into the presence of God. That's where you live. In fact, you carry the presence of God in you and with you. That's why when someone says, let's enter into his presence, I ask, where are you coming from? These distinctions may seem subtle, but they are far from mere semantics. True worship is not about emotions, singing, dancing, or having religious tunes. It has to do with the word of God, and it has to be according to the word. The Lord Jesus said, but the hour coming and now is when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For this, the Father seeketh such to worship him. John 4 verse 23. Someone says, but I worship with pure conscience. The danger lies in assuming that pure conscience equates to acceptable worship. Your conscience will guide you based on the knowledge you possess. If your understanding is limited, your conscience too will be limited. So it's an insufficient guide. The conscience as the voice of the human spirit requires training through the knowledge and understanding of the word to be able to present to the Lord acceptable worship. Hallelujah. For further study, read Philippians 3 verse 3, Psalm 29 verse 2, and John 4, 23 to 24. If you're taking the Bible in 1 year, Judges chapter 5 to 6 and Luke 11, 37 to 54. We are taking the Bible in 2 years, Romans 8, 20 to 28, and Psalms 112, verse 113. Can you take the prayer after me? Dear Father, thank you for the blessing and privilege to offer acceptable worship to you. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory forever. You exalted us ahead of all. Worship you today in holiness and truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Acceptable worship. What God wants is not what you want. When you're worshiping, it's what God wants. So, there might be a song of worship that you don't know how to sing, but that could be the worship God wants. So, make sure you tune in spirit and you sing along. It's not about you doing worship. It's about God. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.